It's Tuesday, October 24th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. CyberSeek data shows talent gap in cybersecurity and funding landscape adjusts accordingly. Okta's breach response under scrutiny, the importance of timely disclosure. Amazon and Microsoft team up against tech support fraud and streamlining cloud and network management, the latest offerings you should think about. This is the Business of Tech. MSP Global is the place to be to shape the future of services. MSPs, VARs, MSSPs, if you work in digital enablement, you need to be at the Nürburgring. Discover products, form new partnerships, connect with top leaders, and hear from MSP industry voices, as well as rock legend Bob Geldof. You'll get to enjoy the legendary Nürburgring racetrack, perfect for the theme of driving digital transformation. MSP Global, November 14 to 16, and registration is free with the code MSP Radio or the link in the show notes. MSPglobal.com and code MSP Radio to attend for free. According to the latest update from CyberSeek, hundreds of thousands of cybersecurity employment opportunities are available across the country, indicating an undersupply of cybersecurity talent. The supply-demand ratio has improved slightly, but there are still a need for approximately 315,000 more workers to close the current supply gaps. Employers have listed over 572,000 job postings for cybersecurity positions between September 2022 and August 2023. It's emphasized that companies should focus on cyber skills rather than credentials to address the talent gap effectively. Security researchers have discovered that over 40,000 admin portal accounts use the weak password admin, making them vulnerable to cyber attacks. The data was collected from January to September 2023 from information stealing malware and shows that many IT administrators are accepting the default password. Venture funding to cybersecurity startups in Q3 saw a slight increase from Q2, but remained down 30% compared to the previous year. The number of deals also dropped by 15%. Late-stage funding in the sector has been particularly affected, with a decline in the number and size of growth rounds. Funding to Israeli cybersecurity startups has also decreased. The current state of tensions in Israel, as well as issues in Europe and between the US and China, are expected to keep venture funding in the cybersecurity sector relatively flat or slightly declining in the next few quarters. However, some investors see this as a return to normalcy, with fewer investors chasing deals. Why do we care? Password as admin will be evidence at trial. Just mark my words here. Let's note that if the current investment rate is normalcy, this is a hot space, and likely will continue to be for a while. Despite the slight drop, cybersecurity sector remains attractive for investments. For MSPs, this signals a continued demand for cybersecurity solutions and services. Even if venture funding is normalizing, the sector remains a hotbed of activity that providers should capitalize on. Okta, an identity and access management services provider, revealed that its customer support case management system was compromised, exposing sensitive customer data. The incident only affected customers with recent support cases. Okta has notified affected customers, but how the support case management system was compromised remains unclear. This comes after Okta was identified as the initial attack vector in cyber attacks on MGM Resorts and Caesars Entertainment, and follows previous security breaches of the company, including the theft of source code in 2022. Okta took over 2 weeks to acknowledge a breach of its support system, according to cybersecurity vendor BeyondTrust. BeyondTrust raised concern about the breach in early October, but Okta only acknowledged it on Friday. Amazon has quietly introduced support for passkeys, allowing users to log in using biometric authentication. However, there are limitations to Amazon's implementation, as passkeys are not yet supported in native apps, and users still need to enter a one-time verification code if they have previously set up two-factor authentication. It's unclear if this requirement is temporary or if passkey support will be added to mobile apps. Passkey support is currently available in the US, UK, France, and Germany. According to FIDO's recent barometer study, consumer awareness of passkeys has grown from 39% in 2022 to 52% awareness today. Why do we care? It's always the cover-up. Always. Remember that. The anger comes from the handling, not the incident. It's a simple lesson to take from this one. For MSPs, the lesson is to have robust incident response plans that include clear guidelines for communication with affected parties. With a jump from 39% to 52% in awareness, providers can leverage this increased familiarity to advocate for stronger security measures. Clients are more likely to be receptive to technologies they've heard of, making it easier for MSPs to implement them. Thanks to listener Chris, who tells me I was mispronouncing Okta. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, has voted to advance a proposal to reinstate net neutrality rules and regain regulatory oversight of broadband internet. The rules, adopted in 2015 and repealed under former President Donald Trump, aim to prevent internet service providers from blocking or throttling traffic and offering paid fast lanes. The FCC will seek public comments before finalizing the plan, which is expected to face legal challenges. The vote comes after Democrats gained majority control of the FCC and President Biden encouraged reinstating net neutrality rules. Amazon, Microsoft, and India's Central Bureau of Investigation have collaborated to crack down on tech support fraud. Scammers impersonated customer support agents for Amazon and Microsoft, tricking users into calling a toll-free number, taking control of their computers remotely, and charging them for unnecessary services. The illegal call centers affected over 2,000 customers in multiple countries. This partnership between Amazon and Microsoft aims to create a safer online ecosystem and protect more individuals from fraud. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, is revising its security controls and introducing a new security control as part of a patch release to strengthen U.S. cybersecurity. The enhancements focus on identity management, server authorization, and safeguarding cryptographic keys. NIST will also be making minor grammatical adjustments and edits. The updates will be available for download in NIST's Cybersecurity and Privacy Reference Tool in early November. Why do we care? Any who deliver technical support will be overjoyed to hear there might be a decrease in fake tech support scams. Here's a public-private partnership to applaud. New NIST controls, everyone. This is your warning, it's coming. Preparing for new controls is not just about compliance, it's about strengthening cybersecurity postures. Providers should plan to update their practices and inform clients of these upcoming changes, adding value as advisors on regulatory compliance. Microsoft has launched Radius, an open-source application platform for building and running cloud-native applications. Developed by the Microsoft Azure Incubation Team, Radius aims to simplify application management and deployment across private clouds, Azure, AWS, and soon, Google Cloud. Unlike other platforms, Radius supports all types of applications and is flexible enough to handle various architectures, from two-tier to complex microservice-based applications. Microsoft plans to submit Radius for inclusion in the Cloud Native Computing Foundation within the next 6 months. JumpCloud has released JumpCloud Go, a hardware-protected and phishing-resistant passwordless login method that enhances security and productivity. The update also includes dynamic group management for automated group membership management and Android Enterprise Mobility Management for secure Android device management. Additionally, JumpCloud introduces remote access with background tools for efficient troubleshooting. Backbox, the network automation platform, has introduced Network Vulnerability Manager to integrate automated OS upgrades, network configuration management, and network vulnerability management. NVM allows network teams to discover vulnerabilities, prioritize CVEs, and automate remediation easily. The process simplifies OS and firmware updates, helps with device lifecycle management, and automates hardware upgrades. Now, why do we care? The open source nature and cross-cloud compatibility make it a compelling option for MSPs, especially those managing multi-cloud environments. Its inclusion in CNCF could lead to broader adoption and community support, making it a tool to keep an eye on for cloud service offerings. Passwordless login methods are gaining traction for their security and ease of use. JumpCloud's new features, including automated group management and secure Android device management, can reduce the complexity and cost of IT management for providers and their customers, thus enhancing your service offerings. And automation in network management is a trend that isn't going away. Streamlining processes like OS upgrades and vulnerability management make service delivery more efficient and secure. Are you ready to unlock the power of seamless payments? Look no further than Gazinta Payments, the ultimate solution for hassle-free transactions. With Gazinta Payments, you can wave goodbye to headaches caused by strange domain names and confusing redirects. Instead, maintain your brand's integrity and enhance customer trust with a payment experience that seamlessly integrates with your own domain. So, why wait? Visit gozynta.com/payments and discover how Gazinta Payments can transform your business. Thanks for listening. Today, National Food Day. Apparently all the food. So enjoy some food. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.